Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm here to talk about food storage containers, and you're probably wondering, well, what's the high-tech thing about food storage containers? You can get them from Tupperware, you can get them from Rubbermaid. What's so special about these food storage containers? Well, what's so special about these food storage containers is they are actually vacuum sealable. They come with a little pump that you can use to pull out of the air out of the containers once you've put the food in that you want, so it keeps your food fresher longer. They say up to 5 times as long. These food storage containers are made by a company called Pomodoro, P-O-M-O-D-O-R-O. You can buy them on Amazon. You get 5 containers and the pump for about $80. And these containers come in different sizes. There's a 17-ounce container, a 27-ounce container, a 47-ounce container, a 60-ounce container, and a 67-ounce container. And let me describe to you what these containers look like. This is the 17-ounce container. They're all rectangular in shape, and they're made out of clear plastic. So if you have some vision, you can see what's inside the container. So there's 2 parts. There's the container itself, and then there is a plastic top which fits snugly into the container, and inside that top is a little rubber gasket to make sure that the seal is good and there's no leaking. And then there are 2 latches, 1 latch on each end of the container. So what you do is you take the container, you fit the top on the container, and then you press down on these 2 latches. There we go. So the containers are all latched up now. We'll just pretend that we've put some food in here and now we want to vacuum seal it. So now what we do is we grab the pump, which is right over here. And the pump is, it's round. It charges via USB micro. And on the top of the pump is a small button that you can feel. And on the bottom of the pump is kind of an indented circular area with a rubber piece around it. And what you do is you fit the bottom of the pump over the top of the container. There's a little valve you'll feel on the container, a little round circular area on the top of the container. So you match up those 2 circles, you press down on the pump, and then you press the button, which I'm going to do right now. And you can hear that noise. That's the sound of the air being taken out of the container. And you can tell that it's working because there's a little rubber piece which depresses automatically as the air is removed from the container. So now the air has been all removed from the container. I'm going to pull the pump off. And if I turn the container upside down and shake it, try to open it, it's not opening. It's totally sealed. And the other way that you can tell that it's working, that it's worked, is because the 2 latches that are on the side now flip up very easily because part of the top of the container has been pressed down since the air has been removed from the container. So the latches are loose now, but the container is totally sealed. You can put these in the freezer or the refrigerator. You don't get freezer burn anymore on your food if you stick it in the freezer, if you've got it in one of these containers, because there's no air getting into it. So let's say you've now decided that you want to eat this food that you've stored in your fridge or in your freezer in one of these containers. So how do you get the container open? On the top of the circle where the valve is, inside that little circle on top of the container, there's a little rubber nub. And what you do is you pull up on that nub, which I'm going to do right now, and you just heard air released from the container. So all the air is coming back in the container. Now you flip up the latches and open up the container, and there's your food. And we have used this to store fresh fruits. We've used this to store cookies. We've used this to store leftovers. They work really well. The other thing about this, since it does vacuum seal the containers, is you can use these containers as marinators. So if you have, for example, some meat that you want to marinate, it used to be that what you would do is you would take that meat, you'd put it in, say, a bowl, put in your marinade, and cover it and leave it in your refrigerator maybe overnight. Well, now you don't have to do that. What you do is you'd put the meat into one of these containers, put in your marinade, close it up, vacuum seal it, and it works much faster than the traditional method of marinating things, because when the air is removed from the container, all the pores in the meat open up and the marinade just goes right into the meat. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Tim, I understand you ate lunch today and you ate some food that you had in there for about 3 weeks. How are you feeling now?
God.
Tim, have you ever tried bread? In a container?
Bread would probably work. Bread or rolls. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually bread, if you leave it in the refrigerator for a couple of days, it turns into a brick.
And it can get moldy too. Oh yeah, no, this would definitely keep it soft. I think this would definitely keep it soft.
How about liquids, Tim, like soups and stuff?
Oh yeah, no, that would work.
If you want to use it for like coffee that you are going to reseal every day, how long does the pump hold a charge?
The pump holds a charge for a while. I think you can do 300 uses of it before charge. It lasts quite a while.
Tim, are these hard plastic containers?
Yes.
And when you bought them, did you have to buy all five sizes? Or could you pick and choose?
No, they give you five. I think you can get extra ones from the company if you want different sizes. You get three. I think with the set that I bought, I think I got one, two, three different sizes. I think I got like 17 ounce, maybe the 47 ounce, and then a little bigger one. But you can buy extra containers from the manufacturer if you want to get extra. And they're stackable, which is nice too. You can put them in the microwave, but they say don't put them in with the covers on them because the covers have the two little rubber piece in them, so that would probably melt. Jerry's was kind of joking a little bit. I actually did have some deli turkey, and deli turkey usually has a shelf life of about 5 days, and I had this deli turkey in one of these containers for like 3 weeks and it was fine. So the 17 ounce container is 6 inches wide, 3 inches from front to back, and 3 inches high. The 27 ounce container is the same except it's 4 inches high. And then the 47 ounce is 9 inches wide. So the bigger ones are obviously wider and
the base.
Yes, the base. Yeah. Wider from front to back, and then also higher.
But the height might change.
Yes, height change. Exactly.
Yeah. What's the longest you've done, say, fruit or vegetables, especially like celery, or ever done anything?
Shell thinks they last a little longer because.
Yeah, because they don't. Because
there's no air getting into them. That's the key.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I imagine this would be also good for things like flour or
yes, any dry stuff, rice, dry stuff, yeah, flour, yeah. Any of that stuff. Yeah.
So they make anything that's taller? I was thinking for like coffee beans or something like that would be.
I haven't seen this company. I haven't seen them. There are other companies that may make stuff like that are more like canisters that you're talking about. The 67 ounce container, and that is. That's 8 inches high, so that's a little taller. But there are other companies that sell ones that have like canisters, Bob, that what you're talking about for storing coffee beans.
Yeah, try to find something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever dropped any and broken them?
Actually, Cheryl dropped one, and the only thing that broke was one of the latches. But they're still able to use them without any problem. Yeah.
So, Tim, when you put your vegetables in because you're sealing them, does that mean you don't have to do what you have to do with so many other things and, like, put in a wet paper towel to take all the moisture out?
No, you don't have to do that.
I have some dill or something, and I've had it in this container now for about 2 weeks, and it's still usable. Normally, it would dry up, and I wouldn't be able to use it, but it's still fresh. I can still smell it, and I can use it. Same thing with some onions I've had chopped up for a long time. They're in the container, and I just undo it, and then when I'm done taking out whatever I want, you just cover it over again and pump it up.
Cheryl, the vacuum seal's not strong enough to, like, break deli? Will it break deli? I use a vacuum sealer, like the plastic bags. That will crush anything that's soft. Does this not do it because it's in like a container?
Well, it hasn't crushed anything that we've put inside one of the containers so far.
Yeah, because cookies would never make it through a plastic bag vacuum sealer.
The cookies were totally fine. And as I was a little skeptical, I'm like, why are we doing cookies? But they stayed fresh, and it was a little bit of a prevention because you had to think, like, am I going to undo the seal?
Someone hit the pump. Who hit the pump?
Right. That's right.
You talked about the vacuum sealer with the bags. Everyone I talked to who had used those said that from a blindness perspective, most of them weren't accessible. So I'm wondering how you found the one that you have.
It's completely just by touch. You know, just I buy pre-made bags. It's a bag with one end open, and then I just fill it up with, you know, like I'll buy a big, like a 2 pound thing of coffee beans, and I'll use what I want. And then the rest I put in the bag, and then I just lay it in. You plug it in and you open up the top and it's got this little area where you just slide the edge of the bag into it. You could just feel it, that it's in place. You press down on the cover. It's got two little locking things on each side. You hear them sort of click, and then you just press the button. It's all mechanical. There's no, it's really quite simple, at least on mine. It literally takes zero time at all. It crushes everything, though. I mean, if you put a loaf of bread in there, it would be the size of two slices. I put stuff in there and it stays. If you put it in a freezer, it'll stay forever. It really holds things really well. And it's great for herbs and things like that too. They really work well. But your device sounds really convenient in many respects. So,
can you reuse the same bag again? Or once you seal that bag, is that done?
Coffee beans. Like I use a big bag for the big bag of coffee beans. And then I take out what I want and I cut it down a little bit with a scissor and I reuse it several times. I've probably used one bag up to maybe three or four times. And it works great.
Bob, are the bags specifically made for this device, or can you use any generic type plastic bag?
Yeah, well, I've used both, like the Food Saver brand, which is more expensive. I have used like not a generic brand, but something that's designed to work with these vacuum sealers, and they're much cheaper. So you don't have to use the name brand bag. And I use two sizes, and I can't remember what they are. Like a smaller one, which is like a quart size, and then a larger size, which is maybe a half gallon size. And that sounds big, but it's not that big, right, but it'll hold a 2 pound bag of coffee or something like that. So I only use those two sizes.
Can you leave that vacuum pump permanently on AC power?
You'll get like 300 pumps before you have to charge it again. And it takes maybe a couple hours to charge. So you theoretically could keep it plugged in if you had the USB connected up to a USB adapter that just plugged into a wall. So I guess theoretically you could keep it plugged in all the time. You really don't have to.
I would like to officially adjourn this meeting and thank you all for putting up with me. And I'm sorry that Tim got sick a little bit during the meeting. But he's okay now.